Grew up in Carbondale, and I'm an artist. I do drawing and printmaking. For the last year or so, I've been more and more obsessed with KDNK, and I think this is sort of a natural way to try to be more, give back more.
When did you start DJing with KDNK?
Last October.
Joining the board, what is your intention? What are you hoping to do for KDNK or the community?
I don't necessarily want to start off with a preconceived idea of what KDNK needs. I want to start off just by listening and seeing where we are, figuring out ways to grow the listenership and get more people passionate about community radio. And
what is it about community radio that you think is great?
KDNK in particular just has an incredible funky vibe to it, and I've sort of become enamored of this idea of community radio, which I'm not sure too many people are necessarily familiar with the distinction between sort of public radio and community access radio, where the real mission is about giving the people of the listenership a voice itself. I mean, there's a place for beaming in the information from syndicated programming and stuff like that, but I think our real mission is just being a way to connect the community together.
Do you have any favorite shows?
I mean, there's just so many great shows, and it's so important just to keep the radio on because people have really brilliant things they dig up all the time, and you never know when somebody's going to just throw something at you that's totally unexpected.
Is there any particular time when you're most likely to be listening to KDNK?
I probably am most likely to be listening to it in the afternoons, just when I'm working and drawing and stuff like that, but I also do listen to it a lot late at night.
What is your approach to art? Not an easy question.
I guess I would say I come out of a background of map making and a world of sort of imagination and stuff like that. Almost sort of design oriented ways of depicting the world, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, next question. So you mentioned that you grew up here and then you came back. So what was that trajectory?
I went to college in Vermont for a while, and then I was sort of half here for a while, and I was a little bit in Chile for a little bit, and for 3 years I was most of the time in Somerville, Massachusetts, which is outside of Boston, doing a printmaking apprenticeship. But it's hard to stay away. It's just a great place. So.
I hear you.
Yeah, same goes for you. We want to welcome everybody who wants to be here too, but having that long-term connectedness, I think, does create the sort of vibrancy of community and interconnectedness that is really what a lot of people love about Carbondale.
Well, right on, Chris. Thank you for joining the board, and it's good to meet you.